Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny but windy, high of about 44 degrees. It's 39 right now in Kenosha, 37 degrees in Burlington, Milwaukee 40, and it's 41 in Racine. The 2016 budget for Mount Pleasant has been finalized by the Village Board, including a tax rate of $7.53 per thousand of assessed value, creating another $40 and a $200,000 home, along with a 3.9% levy increase, almost $1.9 million in borrowing for road work, additional police officers, but no contribution toward a study about Racine Unified. Administrator Kurt Wallen explaining the levy hike won't meet the state's expenditure restraint rules, meaning a likely six-figure impact in the year 2017.
If we stayed with the just under 1%, that means the general fund could only go up by about $168,000. With a 5% increase in health care, with an increase for the fire department by contract, with the wages, the loss of $100,000, actually I think it's a little more for roads, transportation from the state, $168,000, is just not realistic.
Trustee Rick McCluskey motioned to approve the budget without $15,000 toward a $45,000 study about Unified, the Caledonia and Sturtevant budgets, each including that contribution. Trustee Don Hewitt spoke against any funding to look at breaking away from Unified.
We have seen the numbers and the increases of how the numbers are improving. Graduation rates are going up, and other test scores and everything are going up too. In addition to that, Unified is going to be changing the way that their board is going to be voted upon, and they will be in more geographic locations, and we will have representation in the future.
The Mount Pleasant Finance Committee will be talking about the study of Unified and the $15,000 needed as the village's contribution at an upcoming meeting. In Kenosha County, the Board of Supervisors approving a 2016 budget, which includes a modest decrease in taxes for county property owners. The only attempt to modify the spending plan came from Supervisor John Poole. He motioned to increase the employee health insurance contribution by 15%.
With the wage and compensation study, we raised employees up to the market average pay.
He indicated that a situation that needed to be looked at. Supervisor Boyd Frederick, using the shortage of correctional officers in the Sheriff's Department as one example, said the county's already having a hard time finding qualified employees. The amendment on the health care was defeated 17-4. Final vote on the overall budget, 19-4. The taxes on a Kenosha County home, valued at $100,000, will be going down by about $1.30. As the Racine Unified School Board, now at full strength, prepares to meet Monday night on proposed employee handbook changes, the teachers' union is again mobilizing to try and keep them from becoming reality, while continuing to call for a dialogue that it maintains the administration has not provided. One of the most controversial provisions would allow school principals to hire the best perceived candidates for open positions, regardless of seniority. Superintendent Lolly Hawes in past comments said that this all goes toward improving classroom conditions, while noting that it can save the district some money. The REA's vice president, Aaron Ike, in a statement says it will, quote, remove every shred of professionalism and autonomy from our teaching workforce, unquote. Meanwhile, the process of determining wage increases for Kenosha Unified staffers expected to take a step forward at the school board's next meeting a week from Tuesday. At that point, the board's expected to formally declare an impasse in talks over base wages with the teachers' union. That would clear the way for future discussions on supplemental pay. Board President Tamara Coleman says an across-the-board wage increase would take away flexibility the district needs to cope with tight spending caps and flat state aid. She wants to fashion a compensation package taking a variety of factors into account.
To consider, you know we've had a freeze in salaries for 2 years, and that includes the steps and lanes. So teachers that have gone on to get higher education and masters and that kind of thing, you know, we used to compensate them for that and give them, you know, they would get extra pay for that. Well, we've frozen all of that for the last 2 years.
Although the budget that was just passed included a little over $2 million in unallocated funds, Coleman would not say whether she would favor plowing the entire amount into salary increases, adding that the eventual board discussion on pay will be held in an open session. A Mount Pleasant man facing charges for the death of his half-brother in an alleged drunk driving crash will be allowed to attend Dylan Pickard's funeral this afternoon. 23-year-old David Parr's attorney had requested that the $75,000 bond for his client be reduced to $5,000 and that he be placed on electronic monitoring. Court records have the DA's office objecting to the reduction in bond but favoring allowing Parr out on a furlough to attend the funeral. Judge Charles Constantine, that is, granted the request for a reduced bond, but ordered Parr not to be driving and that he must be with a family member if he leaves home for any reason. Parr accused of being behind the wheel of a car that turned in front of an SUV at Green Bay Road and 16th Street. The other vehicle hit Parr's car, which killed Pickard. It's an unusual motive leading to murder.
This defendant had some sort of issue with Colleen Lucarelli because of her hair color.
But then again, the defendant was a resident of an assisted living facility specializing in dealing with clients who may be either emotionally disturbed or have a mental illness. That was in Kenosha Circuit Court yesterday, where bond was set for 65-year-old Marcel Kuten at $500,000. Assistant Kenosha County DA Tracy Bond said the defendant took issue with the woman's hair, started a choke and punch her, then got a knife. A melee ensued involving staff and residents. James Nelson, among those of the residents who confronted the defendant, Kudzin then accused of stabbing Nelson to death. A preliminary hearing to determine if there's enough evidence to try 45-year-old John Clay for a murder 20 years ago in Racine has been postponed. That hearing was scheduled yesterday but delayed at the request of the attorney for Clay, accused in the death of Andre McKinstry in August of 1994 inside a Racine tavern. The court date is now November 25th. State Senator Bob Wirch of Summers, he wants the Joint Legislative Council to look at ways of reducing the state's prison population while still maintaining safety.
We lead the nation in black male prison incarceration. We have twice as many people locked up as the national average. And I'm hopeful that we can look at ways to save the taxpayers money and still have a safe state.
Wirch not offering any specific suggestions, though. The Joint Legislative Council looks at issues like this facing the state for possible future legislation. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, our newscast is there in podcast form. Just look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.